This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. The Nasi of Shevet Shimon was Shlumiel ben Suri Shaddai. It's interesting. The name Shlumiel in colloquial Yiddish is somewhat of an insult. You say a guy who says he's a Shlumiel, you know, he has bad mazel. Somebody, he's the guy if when the soup spills, it spills on the Shlumiel. And the guy who spills the soup, you could call him the Shlumiel, or the guy who the soup is spilled on is the Shlamazel. And where did this expression come from? Why do we have that somebody of bad mazel should be called Shlumiel? So Hagoyin Reb Chizkiya Feivel Flight, who's a student of the Chassam Sofer, in his Sefer Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim, he brings in the name of the Chassam Sofer that the Medrash tells us 12 miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for Pinchas when he killed Zimri ben Salu. In order for Pinchas to kill Zimri ben Salu, Hashem had to make 12 miracles. He slew Zimri in his reproductive organ, and he slew Kazbi and her Makoy Merva, and they didn't die right away because Pinchas was a Kayin, and the door, the threshold was lifted up. All kinds of miracles happened so that Pinchas could kill Zimri ben Salu. Now, who is Zimri ben Salu? Zimri ben Salu was the Nasi of Shimon. In other words, that's another name for Shelumiel. So think about the bad mazel that Zimri ben Salu, Shlumiel, had in order for him to be killed. Hashem had to go out of his way and jump through hoops, so to speak, to perform 12 miracles in order to kill Shlumiel. Therefore, colloquially, someone who has a bad mazel, he's called Shlumiel after this individual who had the bad mazel that Hashem had to perform 12 miracles for him in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kill him. There's a sefer, Oisem Boisem, Shalos Tshuvos Ois Yudalid, who writes, a person who doesn't have good mazel, a lo yitzlach, we call, is called a shlumiel. Why? Because he's named after the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. Because, now why does that indicate bad mazel? He says, very interesting, that we know that Yaakov Avinu, when he gave brachos to his children on his deathbed, he said, "Achalkeim b'Yaakov v'afitzem b'Yisrael." Rashi says that aniim melamdei tinoikos come from Shevet Shimon, meaning Shevet Shimon suffers financially. So if he's the nasi of that shevet, it's sort of his bad mazel. He's the nasi. He has the staff of leadership, and it's his bad mazel. He's incapable of providing ample sustenance to his shevet. That's another reason it's called, he's called a shlumiel. Someone has bad mazel, so one reason is he had the bad fortune of Hashem performing all these miracles so that he should be killed. Or he had the bad fortune of leading a shevet that doesn't seem to have good mazel. What's interesting here is that the Oitzer Pleis HaTorah brings that in the introduction to Chassam Sofer al HaTorah Bamidbar, Rabbi Yosef Naftali Stern brings something wondrous. Because think about what we're learning in this clip. We're darshaning the meaning of the colloquial expression in Yiddish, Shlumiel. Is that Torah? I mean, it's just an idiom. It's a maxim. People call someone of bad mazel a shlumiel. You know, what value is there in explaining this derogatory term? But he brings that the Chassam Sofer was a very busy man. He was busy with his yeshiva. He was busy with his kehillah. He was busy answering shailas. But he actually found time. And this, Yosef Naftali Stern said he heard from Rabbi Kiva Sofer, the Abbezin of Pressburg, that the Chassam Sofer found time to compose a book. It's called Imre Inshi, explaining Yiddishisms that were widespread. And this book, this kuntras, was in the possession of his son-in-law, Reb David Zvi Ehrenfeld. And right now, we don't know what happened to it. But that means the Chassam Sofer actually wrote a book explaining Yiddishisms. And this is very interesting to me, because Rav David Cohen, the Rav of Gavol Yavitz in Flatbush on Coney Island Avenue, he actually wrote a sefer. It's called Yiddish HaSafa HaKadosh. He wrote a book on the etymology of Yiddishisms. For example, some people, when you want to say, you know, I'll do it, you know, never or in a very long time, Ayaro Namitvach, a year and a Wednesday. Where does that come from? Comes from when a person would agree to get married, they would wait a year between Erisin and Nisuin, and then Besula Nisis Liyayim Haravi. A Besula would get married on Wednesday. So the Yiddish expression, Ayar in Amitvach, comes from the Mishnah on Ksubis. Or one of my favorites are, Reb Josh, you're going to like this one, in what do you call a grandchild? In Yiddish, an einikel, an einikel. Where does that come from? So if somebody has a grandchild, that means they have a certain eternity. Their children have children, that means they're fruitful. They'll never be destroyed. It comes from the pasuk, v'hasne boyer ba'esh, the sne was consumed in fire, v'hasne einenu ukal, the sne was not destroyed. So, einenu ukal, einikal. Einikal means the person is eternal. The person has a legacy. The person will continue on for ever and ever. So, einikal is einenu ukal. Or the grandfather is called a zeda, because the pasuk, ure'e vanim levanecha, you will see children for your children. Ure'e in Yiddish is zedu, you should see. So the Zayda, he sees children for his children. In any event, I remember that Reb David Cohen, he has a different explanation for why it's called Shlomiel. And he writes this in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Pinchas Dr. Hamburger, that we know that of the 12 Nesiyim, we read them on Hanukkah. Any one of the 12 Nesiyim, you could read their Nesiyos on Shabbos. Chanukah could come out on day 1, on day 2, on day 3, on day 4, on day 6, 7, or 8. So any Nasi, you could read about them on Shabbos. Day 5, you can never read about on Shabbos. Shlumiel ben Suri Shatai is the Nasi of day 5. So he doesn't have good mazel. He doesn't have good mazel. Why not? Because his Nasius never comes out on Shabbos. By the way, I once read that the stipler had a custom that he would give out Chanukah gelt on the fifth day of Chanukah. Why? Because the fifth day can never come out on Shabbos. So this is a day that's always mesugal for Chanukah gelt. But it comes out that even though Shlumiel didn't have good mazel, because his nesius is never read on Shabbos, but the rest of Klal Yisrael has good mazel on that day, because that's when they get their Chanukah gelt. But any event, that's the source of the word Shlumiel. I'm going to wish you a good day.
Well, you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.